Welcome back. Well, quick check of the energy market where WTI crude for March futures, they just settled at $89.66, notably just under that $90 psychological threshold. We want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Ines Ferre again to break down the market action in energy today.
Yeah, Jared, and if you take a look at what happened today, actually those prices went up during the session to above $90 a barrel for WTI futures, and that was after the EIA crude oil inventory report. It showed U.S. crude stockpiles fell unexpectedly to their lowest level since 2018, so this triggered a jump in WTI future prices. Also, gasoline stockpiles posted the first draw in 7 weeks, and also the U.S. has been now a net oil importer for 7 weeks now. This week, we saw a little bit of a pause in this rally that we've been watching with oil prices, 7 straight weeks of gains for oil prices. You've got the possibility of a nuclear deal with Iran that would bring in some supply relief. And today, some just price action movement that we saw on that crude inventory report. Jared?
All right. Thank you for that, Yahoo Finance's Ines Ferre. We want to keep it on energy here, and we're going to bring in Bob Iacino. He is a Path Trading Partners co-founder and chief market strategist, as well as the stock think tank co-portfolio manager. Bob, always great to see you here. You were just listening to Ines talk about the big deficit that we saw today, reported by the DOE, about 5 million, drop of 5 million barrels or so, and a lot of other things going on in the energy markets. What's going on?
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, there's a couple of things about this drop off. I don't think this is anything but position squaring. The last CFTC report showed a very strong leanings toward long positions versus shorts. And we also had a relative strength in index on longer term charts get to its highest levels since February of 2019. Last time we were at these levels, we actually saw about a 15% drop in crude oil prices. So part of it is technical, and I don't want to do that as one of those people that says something is technical when you don't understand what's going on. And as mentioned, the potential Iranian optimism, that's definitely part of it as we watch an OPEC that has continued to increase their production quotas, yet fail to meet those numbers by large amounts. By some estimates last year, they failed by about 800,000 barrels in terms of undersupply versus what their quota was. So we definitely have some potential supply side optimism, but that optimism is probably not enough to offset some of the draws that we saw both in API and EIA and still the slow rig count development here in the U.S.
Well, let's talk about some price targets here, because Goldman is reiterating doubling down on their $100 per barrel WTI, or maybe it's Brent here, but that's pretty close. The all-time high, as I have on the Wi-Fi Interactive here, going back to, I believe it was in 2008, all the way up to $150. Where do you see oil topping out over the next year, potentially?
Well, honestly, I think we're close to it from a perspective of a range. So you have a crude oil chart up right now. When you look at that chart, you'll notice long periods of consolidation, in other words, sideways price movement in a range. And then you'll see a spike or a collapse leading us to a new long period of sideways price range consolidation. And that's really a characteristic of the crude oil markets based on supply and demand imbalances. When we move in one direction or the other, the market is perceiving either a supply imbalance or a demand imbalance. Currently, the rally that we have going, it's obviously the supply imbalance versus the demand or the potential demand. But I think Goldman is wrong in terms of them calling for, and again, you're right, WTI, Brent, they're very close anyway, separated from between $3 to $6, depending on when it's trading that way. You're looking at, they're calling for an average of around 100 to 105 for 2022. I think that's way too high, but I don't think we're going to get much of a break from where crude oil prices are right now. I feel like crude oil has now kind of come to terms with the supply-demand imbalance, and we're going to enter what I see as a new range of somewhere, say, from about, let's call it $84 to $98, and kind of trade in that range for a period of time until one thing or the other gives. So I think Goldman is likely wrong if they're still calling for an average above $100, but that doesn't mean we can't spike there. That would fit the narrative of an average.
Yeah, and I love that headline, when Goldman is wrong about crude oil. I want to move back to, or show the Wi-Fi Interactive again. We got natural gas AKA the Widowmaker. We just had a record day a couple weeks ago on contract expiration. And then we've seen this precipitous decline down 6% today. We know that Europeans have been in shortage and they're still threatened by the situation with Russia there. What's going on with natural gas?
Well, it's likely, believe it or not, the seasonal strength of natural gas is coming to a close. Seasonally, we actually get some of the speculation out of the market as we get toward the middle of February. So that's going to be a little bit of a headwind for natural gas. We have had a little bit of milder temperatures, especially across the center of the country and in the east, although that's likely to change in the next few days. It really almost hinges on Russia-Ukraine tensions at this point. LNG natural gas exports, which could become a problem for the Biden administration because the supply is so short, has continued to increase from the U.S. to other nations, easing some of the fears overseas of natural gas supply shortages. But again, we're coming to that time of year where the demand is going to slowly tick down, weather-based demand, that is. So it really is a Russia-Ukraine story at this point.
And we got to leave it there, but always great to see you. Bob Iacino, the Path Trading Partners co-founder and chief market strategist, also the Stock Think Tank co-portfolio manager.